This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Kevin Nakin and the Austin Playboys, and Rusty Metayer and the Zydeco Crush. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Ukraine's ousted President Viktor Yanukovych appeared in southern Russia today and gave a news conference. He says he is still Ukraine's legitimate leader. He's blaming his country's political crisis on meddling by Western countries. NPR's Peter Kenyon followed his remarks from Ukraine's capital, Kiev.
The most important statement that resonated the loudest in Ukraine was that he's not asking Russia for military assistance. He thinks the country should remain united, and he thinks Crimea should remain part of Ukraine with some autonomy. That eases the fears of some who were worried that he was going to use his claimed status as still being the president to officially ask Moscow for intervention. That didn't happen. He said he hasn't met with Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. They spoke by phone.
In the Ukrainian region of Crimea, armed men are still controlling two major airports. Crimea is considered pro-Russian. Demonstrations broke out there this week by residents opposed to the change in government in Ukraine. In northern Syria, armed opponents of President Bashar al-Assad have long been in control. Dozens of towns and villages have been overrun by a brutal extremist group in recent months. The outfit, known as ISIS, imposes harsh law and has been rejected even by al-Qaeda as too hardline. NPR's Alice Fordham in Beirut reports other rebels are forcing them back.
ISIS fled a half-dozen towns around the northern city of Aleppo in the last 24 hours. Activists say that they even quit a military airport. Video footage said to be from the town of Azaz showed people cheering and celebrating. Analysts think that ISIS's departure was precipitated by an aggressive ultimatum from Jabhat al-Nusra, who used to be their allies. ISIS are thought to be hunkering down in their main base in the east, anticipating a fight with Jabhat al-Nusra. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
Southern California is in the middle of what forecasters say could be the wettest storm to hit the state in 3 years. Mandatory evacuations are in place, and in several burn areas, fears of flooding and debris flows remain. Matt Gillen of member station KVCR reports many areas across the region are preparing.
Around 1,000 homes in the foothill communities of Glendora and Azusa, east of Los Angeles, are under mandatory evacuations. 90% of hillside vegetation in the area was consumed in the Colby Fire in January. The mountain community of Idlewild is also taking steps to prepare for the downpour. The city was threatened last summer by both the Silver and Mountain fires. The Ortega Highway, a mountainous road between Riverside and Orange counties, also lies in a burn area and could be affected by mud and debris flows. 3 to 6 inches of rain are forecasted for the foothills and mountains. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in San Bernardino.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 93 points at 16,364. This is NPR News. An opinion piece in a Chinese state media outlet has bid U.S. Ambassador to China Gary Locke a scathing farewell. He's preparing to return to the States. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing. Locke is the first Chinese-American to serve as the U.S. envoy to China.
An opinion piece in the official China News Service berated Locke as a yellow-skinned, white-hearted banana man, whose Chinese ancestors would have kicked him out of the house had they known about his future career. The piece lambasted him for carrying his own backpack and buying his own coffee, in what it described as a ploy to embarrass less frugal Chinese officials. It also called him the guide dog of Chinese blind activist Chen Guangcheng, whose exodus to the U.S. was a sensitive episode in Locke's tenure. The piece finally observed that Beijing's choking smog seemed to arrive with Locke and depart with him, too. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The federal government says the U.S. economy expanded by 2.4% at the end of last year. The fourth quarter gross domestic product was lower than expected because consumers spent less than anticipated. This year's Iditarod Sled Dog Race starts tomorrow in Anchorage, Alaska. This will be a ceremonial opening. The actual race begins Sunday in Willow, about 50 miles north of the city. The trail has improved recently. Warmer weather in Alaska nearly prompted race officials to relocate the Iditarod Race Trail north to Fairbanks, hundreds of miles away. This year's race trail will span about 1,000 miles, cover Alaskan wilderness, the Bering Sea coast, and two mountain ranges. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Netflix, presenting Season 2 of House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright, and Kate Mara. All episodes now available on Netflix.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and the program American Roots. And that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to open up this hour of the Blues Box with music from the late Albert Collins. Originally from Houston, Texas, it's understandable that cold could get to him at times. And, of course, given the fact that our winter isn't quite yet over, maybe this is an appropriate number for him to do for us. A number called the Hawk, which, is, of course, is a nickname for the cold, icy winds coming off of the Lake Michigan in Chicago in the winter. Albert Collins.
I remember when I was snowed in up in old Chi-Town. I'm sure the next tour will take me right back to that town. Snow was up to your shoulder, man, and that ain't no lie. Chicago women so cold it make a polar bear cry. Now when you hear the people talk about that bird called a hawk, now I'm gonna tell you something to make you wanna let out a squawk. Now where I live, the weather's mostly warm. We don't have to worry about no snow if we have a storm. But Chi-Town sits on the shores of a lake, and when that hawk flaps his wings, it makes you shiver and shake. Now when you hear them people talk about that bird called a hawk, man, I'm telling you one thing, it makes you let out a squawk. Should have been at a what a 78. You couldn't catch a cab down on Staten Lake. Now you know that's bad, because that's right in the heart of town. And it was so bad the mayor had to close the whole town down. Now when you hear the people talk about that bird calling a hawk, oh man, I tell you, one nigga bled out of scroll.
Been someone else. I know it wasn't me. I was in a different colony. You know, when that went down, I wasn't even in town. When that went down, I wasn't even in town. I know it was somebody, it wasn't me. Take the blame. Somebody else got to take the blame. If it wasn't me, had to be some other man. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Lord, when that went down, I was in another colony.
From Ottawa, Canada, that was Terry Gillespie from a brand new disc called Blues Soul. The name of the tune, of course, was It Wasn't Me. Before we heard Terry Gillespie here on KRVS, we heard Albert Collins, late Albert Collins from 1991, doing a number called The Hawk. We have more good new blues coming your way next. Music now from Mississippi blues man Eddie Cotton. He's got a brand new disc out called Here I Come. He has some formal music training, and also worked with his father in church quite a bit, so he's got some great gospel roots. Here is Eddie Cotton on guitar and vocals doing a number called Back in a Bit.
She told me, I'm gone back. SK. Love ain't quick, Lady Blue.
Thank you.
Sonny Landreth from his disc South of I-10, Sonny on guitar and vocals with Alan Toussaint on piano on that particular track. Really fine rendition of the old J.B. Lenore tune, Mojo Boogie, talking about going to New Orleans. Buddy Waters once said about mojos and that sort of thing that he didn't really believe in them, but he said if any of them actually work, they're probably the ones that are put together in New Orleans. So he may have had a little bit of faith in that sort of thing. Before we heard Sonny Landreth here on KRVS, we heard Eddie Cotton from a brand new disc called Here I Come. Eddie Cotton, again, a contemporary Mississippi blues man. Eddie did a piece called Back in a Bit. We have a track from another new disc, this time from John Hammond. It's a live recording. Hammond, of course, has been recording blues since the 1960s. His father was a very, very important blues promoter, John Hammond Sr. Hammond Jr.'s disc is called Timeless. Here is John Hammond with a cover of an old Eddie Taylor tune called Looking for Trouble.
I'm looking for trouble, and I hope it's looking for me. I'm looking for trouble, and I hope it's looking for me. I'm looking for my baby. It's her I got to see. Well, I guess I've been told about 1,000 times or more. Yes, I know, baby. Yeah, I guess I've been told about 1,000 times or more. Son, don't get weak for a woman, and if so, don't let her know. About 1,000 times or more. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I guess I've been told about 1,000 times or more. Son, don't get weak for a woman, and if so, don't let her know.
The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
That is a feeling that makes you feel very bad. The blues will give you sickness when there was a pain that you never had. Now hear the way the blues go. It jump on you early in the morning, and it worries you until you go to sleep. Then after you go to sleep, you get to dreaming them old bad dreams. and it's giving you nothing but the midnight creeps. That's just like if you leave your husband and just merely carrying on. And then when you get back there, he got another woman laying up in your happy home. You have to be careful about the way you play, 'cause the world done got wicked. It's more wiser these lonesome sunshiny days. If you tell your husband you done quit him, mean that from your heart. 'Cause if you didn't love him, you didn't have no right to start. And that would balls him up, and he holler at you every once in a while. Baby, if you know you didn't love me, darling, why did you tell me so? Yes, you know you didn't love me, darling, why did you tell me so? You know I didn't have to be dealing with you, I could be dealing with the hell many more. You know I would look like a fool standing on a corner. Old Lord, woman loving you for someone near. And that's the truth. Love me or leave me, little woman, either one you wanna do. Love me or leave me, either one you wanna do. Just like you're loving someone else, you know someday bad luck will catch up with you. Thank you. love me or leave me, baby. Either one you wanna do. Love me or leave. Either one you wanna do. Lord have me. You know just like a street pole lighting. Someday someone, someday they're gonna treat you the same way too. Cry one more time.
Lightning Hopkins recorded live back in May of 1962 at a folk club called the Second Fret in Philadelphia. That was a tune called Blues is a Feeling. Before we heard Lightning Hopkins here on KRVS, we heard John Hammond from his brand new release, Timeless. Hammond did a cover of an Eddie Taylor tune entitled Looking for Trouble. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Tommy McLennan. He was a very, very interesting Mississippi blues man, recorded a number of tunes from 1939 through 1942. Some of the better-known pieces were Bottle Up and Go, also Crosscut Saw, which was later covered by Albert Collins. And here is one that he may have been covering from a friend of his himself from September of 1941. Here's Tommy McLennan with Deep Blue Sea Blues, which of course would end up being morphed into Catfish Blues some years later. Tommy McLennan.
I want to make this right now. Listen to God. I'm going, babe, I'm going. And crying won't make me stay. Cause the more you cry, now, now, babe, for you drive me away, for you drive me away. I mean drive me away, for you drive me away. Now I wish I was a bullfrog swimming in the deep blue sea. Lord, I would have all these good-looking women, nah, 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 fishing after me, fishing after, I mean after, sure enough after me. Now I went to my baby's house, and I sat down on a step. She said, walk on in, and I told her, my husband just now left, my husband just now, I mean just now, sure enough just now left, oh Lord, just now left, oh just now left. I ain't none of my business, baby, but you know I know it ain't right. Stare at your kid man all day long and play sick when you're husband that night. When you're husband that night, I mean you're husband that night. Sure enough, you're husband that night. Oh Lord, you're husband. Oh Lord, you're husband that night. Oh Lord, you're husband that night. Long time. Now, Lord, whoa, Lord, baby, hear me, he blow the blues. Don't got no bottom, nah, 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 in my last pass, you, in my last pass, in my last pass. My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle, my Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle, when the stars shine, I'll call her mine. My darling baby, my Creole Belle, my Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle, when the stars shine, I'll call her mine. My darling baby, my Creole Belle.
Mississippi John Hurt recorded in 1963, the year of his rediscovery. He had endured a 35-year hiatus in making any recordings. His first recordings were done in the late 1920s. He was preceded by Tommy McLennan, another Mississippi blues man. We heard Tommy McLennan from September of 1941 doing Deep Blue Sea Blues, again a tune that basically is catfish blues. In fact, it was catfish blues was first recorded by Tommy McLennan's friend Robert Petway about 6 months before McLennan recorded Deep Blue Sea Blues. Petway is an interesting character. He only recorded 16 songs. Nobody really knows much about him at all when they're not sure about his actual place of birth, whether it was in Mississippi or Alabama. Nobody knows what happened to him, where his end took place or how that may have happened. But he was a very interesting blues man. Here is Robert Petway from 1942 doing a number called Bertha Lee Blues.
Been good to me, Bertha Lee. You sure have been good to me. You've been good, Bertha Lee. That you's intend to be. You sure it, baby. Bertha Lee, honey, please don't you stay from home. I'm talking about you, Bertha Lee. Bertha Lee, please don't you stay from home. If you do, Bertha Lee, something sure is going on wrong. Yes, yes. Talk about Bertha Lee sometime. Why don't you come back home to me?
to leave. Why don't you come back home to me? If you don't bother Lee, oh babe, I sure can't see. Look at y'all now, bother Lee. I don't want you even running around. Oh, bother Lee, I want you to even to run around. If you do, bother Lee, please lay my money down. Yes, yeah, played by Buzz Lee now, little white partner.
Support for KRVS comes from the Acadiana Center for the Arts and PASA, presenting critically acclaimed Grammy Award winner Roseanne Cash, coming up Sunday, March 9th at the Hyman Center in Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the website is acadianacenterforthearts.org.
Is upon the heave. Get your liquor right from there, go steal. Come on down to my log cabin. Anybody there but me, I'm me. Anybody there but me. Come on down to my log cabin. Anybody there but me. Come on down to my log cabin. Ain't so full, you see. I got a cooking there, cooking collard green. What is women you most ever seen? Come on down to my log cabin. Anybody there but me, I'm me. Anybody there but me.
Piedmont blues artist Blind Boy Fuller recorded in New York back in 1935, Log Cabin Blues. He was preceded by Robert Pettway. Again, we're not sure if Pettway was from Mississippi or Alabama originally or where he ended up, but he did record 16 tunes. He was a really, really accomplished blues man. Robert Pettway did a piece called Bertha Lee Blues for us that was recorded by him back in February of 1942. Speaking of Blind Boy Fuller, we're going to turn now to Paul Jeremiah here on the Blues Box, and he's got a medley of a couple of rags, one of them an old Blind Boy Fuller tune. He'll tell us about it.
Well, this is the Kill It Kid rag combined with a little bit of Blind Boy Fuller's piccolo rag thrown in there. Second Avenue, all the kids are trying to show what they can do about that Kill It Kid. Little Sister Kate took Brother Mo, bounced a little sucker across the floor trying to do the doggone Kill It Kid. You old alligator baby, you ain't too old to shift them gears. Mama, rock hard, spread your wings, fly a little. Talk about that Kill It Kid. About what you did, what? Dodge your mom, dodge your pa, get out of town, dodge law. Yeah, you can do the Kill It Kid. Yeah, is that right? Don't jump. Grandma or Grandpa, so he's got the same old jive he had 30 years ago when he used to do the Kill It Kid. Yow, what? Come on, you ain't too old to talk about that Kill It Kid. How you killed in a Cadillac, killed in a Ford. You can even jive it on a running board, but don't jump. Take your time, Kill It Kid. I know a gal on Dago Hill, little hot mama's got a liquor still and all kinds of stuff. You old alligator, babe, ain't too old to shift and get mama rock hard, spread your wings. Yes, all right. Talk about that Kill It Kid. I don't worry about what you did. Killed in the country don't cost a dime. Killed in town, $40 fine. The guy. Talk about that Kill It Kid.
The angels laid him away.
Maria Muldaur on vocals, guesting on Terry Robb's album of 1996, Stop This World. Robb on guitar, of course. Lewis Collins, the name of that tune, is an old Mississippi John Hurt tune. Sometimes Hurt could sing about murder and make it sound like it wasn't that offensive. He was quite a blues man, and Robb quite a guitarist. Before we heard Terry Robb and Maria Muldaur, we heard Paul Jeremiah doing a medley of Two Rags, Piccolo and Kill It Kid, Blind Boy Fuller, and also Blind Willie McTell tunes. Next year on KRVS, let's venture back to 1966. Here's music from John Lee Hooker.
Nobody know. Nobody know what I've been through. Nobody know. Know what I've been through. Sometimes I didn't have food to go on my table, and that's why I sang the blues. You got to feel it, you got to know it, you got to be done been through these things to sing the blues. And that's why nobody know what I've been through. I was born on a little cotton farm. My mother and my father were very poor. I was unprivileged. I didn't have a chance. And that's why I can sing the blues. People, you don't know what I've been through. I wonder why. Everything I do, I just can't get lucky to save my life. Thank you.
My mother and my father both are dead and gone. They left me in the world alone. I ain't got nobody to tell my trouble to. Well, I'm drifting, drifting, drifting from town to town. Ooh. But nobody know I've been through.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Once again, that's John Lee Hooker. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the internet at krvs.org. And we are listener-supported public radio, thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with annual contributions. We would not be here without that support, and we really appreciate it. If you're not a member of Public Radio and would consider becoming one and helping keep programs like this on the air, you can find out all you need to know about supporting us.